Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight that you have decided to join in with the AfridaLoveShow.com. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and all of my co-hosts, and all of you who are joining. There are many individuals who are on the line, and we're going to pray unto God on tonight, and we're going to expect some great things from God, and God is going to give us an encouraging word. I'm going to give you the announcements, and then we're going to go to bed. Amen. Amen. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9 reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way, Lord. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. And we ask that you continue to bless us, to continue to be instruments, and to continue to be images of who you are, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the breakthroughs. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the understanding and for the knowledge and the wisdom that you have given unto us. We ask that you continue to help us to magnify and edify who you are in the name of Jesus, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask that you continue to just be with us and stand by us, Lord. And now, Lord, as we go to you in prayer and grace and humbleness, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless this ministry and bless each and every individual who is on this ministry and allow the revelation of God to shine upon us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for the platform. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. I want you to get into your prayer position, whatever that is. There are many individuals on the line tonight, and I want you to get into your prayer position because we're going to get ready to pray unto God. The Spirit of God is already here, and we're going to get ready to pray unto God. And once again, if you have to go, please do so, because all of these particular ministries are archived, meaning that everything is recorded, so you can listen to it over and over again now or weeks from now. Amen? Amen. So we're getting ready to go to God in prayer. And I'm going to turn off the lights. And the reason why is because there are so many spirits on this line, which is good. And there are certain spirits that requires different things from God, and I want to be able to hear from God. I don't want any distractions, so it's going to be black dark in this room, except, of course, we're going to play the music here. And so I really want us to come face-to-face with God. You know, we are in the presence of God, but our spirits, some of our spirits and our souls need to have an encounter with God, because once we have an encounter with God, we are never the same. And so we want to experience this encounter with God. Amen? Amen. And if, you know, the music stops playing or if we're still praying, we're just going to go with the Holy Spirit, and that's what we're going to do. Okay? Now, you're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. We're getting ready to get into our prayer position. The lights are getting ready to go off. And we want to pray unto God because he is worthy to be praised. Thank you so much for tuning in. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, on tonight, thanking you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, as we come unto you, that anything that is not like you, anything that is not of you, be dispelled and cast out, Lord. And we ask that you continue to help us to be ambassadors and continue to uphold your standards, Lord. We understand that we deal with the world on a daily basis, but because we serve you and know who you are, the world doesn't bother us, because we understand that the world has their own ways as well. Lord, we come unto you in the most humble manner that we know how. We come with our eyes lifted up. We come with our hands extended, and we come with our feet walking in your will. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us, Heavenly Father, from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. Anything that is in our minds or our hearts that's not like you, we ask would it be removed. Anything that's in our hands that would not allow us to praise you, we ask would it be removed. Anything, Lord, in our ears, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you bless it to go through one ear and out the other, Lord. Would you help us, Heavenly Father, to remain focused on who you are, because you are God and besides you there is none other. Lord, we come to you with specific prayers, Lord, demonic spirits, Heavenly Father, loving spirits, Heavenly Father, evil spirits, Heavenly Father, kind spirits, and we ask in the name of Jesus, would you perform any type of immediate spiritual surgery on our hearts that needs to be fixed. If our minds need to be regulated, we ask, would you regulate our minds like a thermostat? And if our feet are walking in the right path, we ask, would you change directions? Lord Jesus, we give unto you any spirit, Heavenly Father, that is not like you, any spirit that despises who you are but wants to come back. We ask in the name of Jesus, with your mercy and grace, allow those spirits to come back, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we see thousands of people who are standing outside of the gate, and they are debating if they want to come unto you, if they want to remain in the world. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you expedite the testimonies? Would you expedite their feet and expedite their ears to hear the revelation and the prophecy of God? Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are in the hospitals and those who are coming out of the hospitals, Lord, and those who are going into therapy, Lord? We understand that things happen because you want us to rest. Things happen because you want us to think. And we understand and recognize who you are, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we say that you are God, and besides you, there is none other. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, as we begin to go further and further with this ministry and continue to be on assignment for you, that you continue to help us to be able to give the word of God, the teachings of God, the prophetic learnings of God and the study of God, and would you help us, Lord, to continue to reach out to the community. And we thank you for the new projects that are on the horizon. We thank you for the new opportunities and the new doors. Lord God, we understand and we're expecting this huge gift that you're getting ready to give, Lord. And we ask, would you continue to bless us to be disciplined enough to care of whatever you have given unto us, because we know that everything we have is from you, Lord. We say thank you in advance, Lord Jesus, for the blessing. We say thank you in advance for the breakthrough. We say thank you in advance for opening up the doors. We say thank you in advance for the closed doors, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you utilize our hands to be of your service, Lord? Would you utilize our eyes to continue to look towards the hills, and would you utilize our feet to walk in the wheel, Lord? Then, Heavenly Father, we ask, would you bless those who are in convalescent homes, those who are in nursing homes, those who are just away from their environment, Lord. We know that, Lord, you are a miracle worker. We know that you can go and touch. We know that you can go and heal, Lord. We know that everything works together for the good to them who love the Lord and who are called by his name. And we ask, Lord, would everything that we set our eyes on and our hands be in the production of working together for the good, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to anoint each day of this week, Lord, and help us to be better each and every day, Heavenly Father. Help us to do better. Help us to love better. Help us to understand better. And help us to continue to not fall for the world's tactics, but to continue to be in Christ, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation, for showing true hearts, for showing what people are really feeling and thinking. We thank you in advance, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to shed your light from heaven, Lord. Continue to help us to do your holy and righteous will, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless the spirit, Heavenly Father, who is on the line each and every day. Would you bless and break the yokes of this spirit, Lord. There is a Philistine spirit, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you break the yokes, Heavenly Father. And whatever has happened in the past, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you purify and would you cleanse the soul and the spirit, Heavenly Father, where this person will be made whole again. Lord, we pray for this person from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord Jesus. We anoint everything that they touch and we anoint everything that they eat, Heavenly Father. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would the wrath of God be made peacefully, Heavenly Father, and would this person ask for forgiveness for whatever has transpired, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you bless the storms to lighten up because they're raging. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless the anger to be kindled, Lord, because we understand and recognize that everybody makes mistakes, Heavenly Father. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would the spirit, Heavenly Father, of the Philistine spirit, Lord, be cast away, and would the godly spirit be put in this spirit, Lord. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but never out of your sight, we ask, would you bless each and every person who's on this line? Would you bless each and every person who's going to listen on this line? And most of all, would you bless those who are thinking about coming on this line or coming to Christ, Lord? We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, would you open up the floodgates of heaven, Heavenly Father, and bless people to begin to run unto you, crying, what shall I do to be saved? Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this platform. We ask, would you continue to give us somewhere in your kingdom? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Let the church say amen. Now listen, I want to talk to you guys briefly because, as I said before, God is going to give us an encouraging word. So I'm going to speak to you briefly, and then I'm going to bid you a good night because the time has been well spent. But I want you to understand something, right? The Lord is only concerned about our hearts. That's it. We can masquerade, we can pretend, but God is looking at our hearts. And he says, many people profess to love God and know who he is, but their hearts are far from him, meaning that the things that we think, things that we do, the things that we say, the immature things that we do, the immature things that we say that's not of God, our hearts are far from God, but we expect everyone to respond to us in a godly way, and we're not responding in a godly way to the world. And so when we talk about God, it's very important that we are sincere. It's very important. This is the season of sincerity. When we are really expecting breakthroughs, I'm expecting God to do something big in my life. I'm expecting this door that I've been asking God, I'm expecting it to open, and God's going to do it. But God says that there are some things that we must understand about the world. The world is going to keep turning. There was a story entitled As the World Turns, because as the world turns, so does our anointing and our dispensation of the Holy Spirit, because God tests us with the world. He says, how are you going to treat this person? What are you going to do in this situation? And you have to be ready. And at all times, God says that we have to act like him. And that's the hardest thing, because God is perfect. But God says, once we say yes to him, we must exemplify and act as our Father. Right? There should be some resemblance. So I want to talk to those who feel like they're out of the ark of safety, because every now and then we all get out of the ark of safety just because if we entertain the world or if we are walking in the wrong direction that the Lord did not send us. So this is what we have to do, and God makes it plain. He says, in order to conquer the world, you have to know that the world exists, first of all. That's number one, it's knowledge. You have to know that the world exists. Number two, you have to know that God is bigger than any person in the world. And number three, you have to believe that God can do the impossible. The way people are defeated, even in a game, even in just a way of life. People become defeated when they lack knowledge of who is in charge, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When people lack knowledge that God is bigger than your storm. When people lack knowledge that we all must have faith. And that's how people fail, because they fail without faith. And then second of all, they didn't put God in anything. So it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that when we pray, we always focus on God. We're going to have a prayer where we don't ask for nothing from God. We don't ask for anything. We're just going to thank God for who he is and what he is doing. I continue to decree and declare healing over anyone who needs healing. I believe that God is a heart fixer. I believe that God is a mind regulator. I just believe in the impossible. I really do. And there is no one who can tell me that God can't do it. There is no one who can convince me that the promises of God will not occur, because they will. And I want to tell you this. God says that on earth, he says, the heaven says that we were bought with a price. Jesus paid the price when he died on the cross. And so I want you guys to understand this, and I want to be very clear when I say this, because God showed me this. You are not a slave to the world, meaning that the world teaches us who we are. And God says we are to define who we are by the word of God, right? You have many people who fail at life, who drop out of school because somebody told them they couldn't do it, or somebody doubted their abilities. But God says that we're not slaves. He says we're free. We're no longer bound. There's no more chains, and there never was. People are living in mental slavery because you feel like the world dictates to you what to do. Come to serve, notice that God says that when you pray for him to be over your life, that voids out the world totally. Because God says he has the first word and he has the final word over our lives. Do not be a slave to this world. What I mean by that is no one should be able to define who you are but God. No one should be able to define your blessings but God. And so what happens is people only perform to the ability that people believe that they can. And God says he has so much more for you, he says, because everybody is good at something. And so I don't want people to become despondent and discouraged. And that's why we always look at our gifts, because everybody has a gift. But what I want people to get out of, because I see a lot of bondage and chains, is allowing the world to dictate to you. Nobody is better than you. That's number one. Nobody is better than you, right? That's number one. Number two is that nobody is able to dictate to you what you're going to be or what you can and can't do. Only God can, because God is over the universe once again. And God says that he can make the impossible possible. So he says the spirit of inferiority has to leave. Once we say yes to God, God, I want to be under your warranty. God, I want to be under your covering. God, I want to be, I want to work for you. Because many people's minds are hired by the world. Did you know that? That's why you have so many people doing all of these things, because they believe what people say. And we're not saying discount what people say, but we're saying understand who controls or dictates your mind. You are great. You are good according to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How do I know that? Because God did not create anything bad. We make poor choices, but God did not create anything bad. And so I want to, in the name of Jesus, point to your brain. Point to your brain. I want to, in the name of Jesus, release any type of bondage or slave mentality that you have allowed the world to manifest within your life. Those chains are broken. You can be whatever you want to be. You don't have to stay in the same situation, in the same storm that you're in. God is ready to deliver. He's ready to set free. So if someone has told you anything different, it's a lie, because God is over everything. He says the portals of the doors are open. He says all we have to do is research and find out where his blessings are. Now, all of our blessings has our names on it. Nobody can take it away from us. But you have to to get out of that slave mentality mind and allowing people to dictate who you are, and you know that you are not that person. You cannot let anyone define you, first of all, because they did not birth you. Second of all, they did not create you. So therefore, you have to understand that this mentality of I can only do this much or I can only do that much has to go. We evict it in the name of Jesus on tonight. It's 11:20 p.m. Starting tomorrow for the rest of your life, you can do the impossible through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you may need to reevaluate your company if you feel like the spirit of inferiority is upon you. You're in the wrong company, right? So the low self-esteem that some people have, rise up. Nobody is perfect. We try to act perfect, but we're not. We all make mistakes. We all fall short. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how long you've been on earth. And so that mentality must go. And when we talk about a mind that is bound, we're not only talking about race, we're talking about people over different generations who is bound because somebody has told them that this is as far as you can go. This is your limit. God says the doors are open. He says it's limited. He says you're free. There is nothing holding you back from being great. There is nothing afraid of holding you back from being great. There's nothing holding you back. You're listening to this ministry on purpose. There is nothing holding you back but you and that slave mentality that you've allowed people to manifest upon you. You have taken on that role. You have taken on that character. They have portrayed that character, and you have taken on that character because so many people believe that that's who you are. It's time to break free. It's time to understand that God is over everything. It doesn't matter. That's why we walk by faith. That's why we can walk by faith and not by sight. That's why we can sign up to work for the kingdom of God. That's why we say, Lord, I choose your warranty because it's limited, because I have faith in God that God's going to see me through no matter what. I have faith in God, and that's the type of faith that we have to have, the faith of a mustard seed. But when we know better, we can do better. And when we talk about having faith, our faith should be more as we grow in the word of God. But God says he only requires the faith of a mustard seed. So it's very important. So as we relinquish this particular ministry and prayer, I want you to go ahead on tonight. I decree and declare that any type of spirit that's a spirit of bondage, shackles, slave mentality, that you can't do it, that you won't be broken from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet. Every door that God has opened, we shall see the door and we shall enter. No more of this limitless thinking. You are great. You belong to God. God sets your limits, not the world. No one is better than you. We all have different situations that we've come from. Nobody is better. Everybody has experienced a storm. Everybody's going to live and everybody's going to die. There's no difference. And so you have to get that through your mind. It doesn't matter if you're a street sweeper, and it doesn't matter if you're a lawyer or a billionaire. We're all on the same level, says the Lord. And our thinking and our mentality and what we can do, God said, is limitless because he is in the mix. You have to put God in there. You have to be connected with God. I was talking to someone on Facebook earlier. I said, you have to connect with God. You can't just use or hide behind a ministry. You have to come out and you have to ask God for forgiveness and connect to God. And once you connect to God, all of these things will be added unto you. You will be surrounded by people who have a like-minded spirit. And so it's very important. Let it go. Whatever your mind is thinking, whatever your mind is thinking, and God is showing me a visual, and we're going to understand this better by and by as we go through it. But hold up four fingers, right? God says your brain is your thumb, right, because it's tucked. God says, now close your four fingers on your thumb. He says this represents your brain. He says everything that goes in your brain goes into your long-term memory. Our short-term memory is utilized only for things that we memorize. When people say things to us, right, it goes into our long-term memory. Here's the deal. You're going to have to be able to filter what you're going to keep and what you're going to throw away. Everybody who comes to you and say, I don't believe you can do it, only God knows. You're going to have to filter that out. You're going to have to be able to filter some things out, because if you look at it, you have four fingers covering your brain. Your brain is covered. And so you have to protect your thoughts. God says think on the good things. If people are being negative, and we're not talking about everything that somebody says has to be just bubbly, bubbly positive. No, because there are some things that's not going to be positive. But when it comes to your life, when it comes to who you are, they don't have the authority, God says, to define who you are. They don't have the authority to say your limits as far as what God can do in your life. They don't have the authority. Stop giving people authority over God's over what God has created. Stop giving people authority over your blessings. You give God authority where God has authority, but you step back and let God have his way. Stop listening to the world. Stop listening to people. Stop getting upset when people act up on you. Stop. It's not worth it. God says that he can help you overcome the impossible. And that's all I want to tell you tonight. So starting tomorrow, you are great. You can do it, whatever it is. Start depending on God. All right? I'm going to give you a few announcements, then I'm going to bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friend by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, actors, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook AlfredaLove at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AfreedomLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you pray for all of your family members. When you pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Be sure to call out what they need. Be sure to call their name, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. Pray for those you know and those you do not know. You must pray for each and every person. We must pray for each and every person. It's very important that we pray. In addition to that, let's make sure that we check out AlfredaLoveShow.com. AlfredaLoveShow.com. Become very familiar with those icons. God is showing some great things. He's sending some great people, so be sure to become very familiar with that particular icon and that website. Also, go to StellarGospelMusic.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, and check out that website as well. Also, be sure to go to Alfreda.herpages.com. Be sure to go there, Alfreda.herpages.com. Be sure to go there. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to magnify who God is, and you continue to glorify who God is, because God is our everything, and he will not fail. We have a couple of new projects coming up. I'll tell you about it a little bit later, so stay tuned for that. And just continue to tell your family and friends about the Alfreda Love Show, as well as the Stellar Gospel Music. As you all know, at midnight, we're going to start our clock back over for our count as far as those who are joining us. And so after God's will, September, I'm going to add up August and September together. But we're going to start back at 1. As far as our counting is concerned. And our goal for this month is 4,000. So just be sure that you continue to text your friend, let your friends know. Also, gospel artists, if you have new albums out, please be sure to Facebook me or email me. That's emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, I wanted to say that Sister Tamala Mann has her CD out, One Way, and you may pre-order. I'm going to have the flyer up, but you may pre-order that, and so be sure to support Sister Tamala Mann. We have many different events coming up on Saturday and Sunday, God's will, the 10th and the 11th of September. Be sure to govern yourselves accordingly because we have many different events, and we want to make sure we're supporting our gospel artists, and there are some gospel artists that I would love to see. And so just make sure that we continue to support all of our gospel artists. If you want to be on the AfreeToLoveShow.com, as I said before, be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the show. Also, we're going to actually, as I said before, write the vision and submit concerning radio to some individuals who sent us some emails. So we're going to submit that. And just continue to pray for the AfreeToLoveShow.com and pray for other shows as well. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, with the Top 15 Billboard, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word, and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.